It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. And who are you? I mean, really, you have the name on your driver's license, but online you might be SurferDude21 or PackerFan. Google Plus, the new social network from Google, has a rule. Real names only. Use a fake one, you get kicked off. Jillian York from the Electronic Frontier Foundation says the rule can be problematic.
Obviously, there's the sort of famous folks who use pen names, but then you've also got people who perhaps they have a spouse who works for the government and they are not allowed to blog about their personal life, or you have somebody from a small town who is gay or lesbian and is not out in their community and doesn't feel safe doing so. I actually heard of an example like that of a woman who works at a Walmart in rural Tennessee who uses a pseudonym online because she's afraid that she could actually get fired from her job. And so there's all sorts of different examples of reasons that people might want to protect themselves.
What has Google said about those situations?
They're sort of two minds on this. On the one hand, I've heard a Google engineer say that they worry that they can't actually protect those people who wish to remain pseudonymous. And I don't necessarily agree with that because I don't think that it's necessarily their job to protect them. On the other hand, they have said that they feel that the use of real names creates a more civil environment. And that's an argument that I've heard from Facebook as well. And to that, I guess I would just politely disagree and say that, you know, even in my own experience, some of the worst harassment I've gotten online has been from people using their real names.
But what if Google Plus allowed people to use fake names or no names at all? Andres Monroy Hernandez is a PhD candidate at the MIT Media Lab. He's been studying the often wild and unruly message board site 4chan, a site where real names are almost never used.
There's a lot of, you know, behavioral economics research and even psychology research that shows that on anonymous environments, people tend to cooperate less and they tend to be more disinhibited, which is definitely what we've seen on this online community. But even though there is a lot of kind of negativity, there is still a lot of pro-social behavior and a lot of kind of sense of community in these different websites that are anonymous. In this particular community called 4chan, there is a lot of content that is very personal, things that you probably wouldn't share if your name was attached to it, both from a kind of more open-hearted position, like people are really willing to share their feelings, their real thoughts and their real problems, to things that are more objectionable and, you know, really hateful comment and inappropriate behavior.
So it's just more of everything on those, on the sites that don't necessarily use real names.
Definitely, yeah. And I think one of the things that we've seen is that, you know, this lack of username also encourages people to be more creative, perhaps, and to be more honest about what they say, which can lead to really good or really bad things. It's kind of like alcohol, I guess, where, you know, people tend to say very honest things when they're drunk, or some people tend to do very creative things, but also really terrible things sometimes.
Andres Monroy Hernandez at MIT Media Lab. Rogue 24 is a fancy restaurant in Washington, D.C. Before you dine there, you are given a reservation agreement, including owner and chef R.J. Cooper's rule, no cell phones in the dining room.
We do 24 courses. A lot of our food is very interactive, and our whole dining experience is about interaction. Interaction with the craftspeople that work here and the guests. When you're sitting down having dinner with a companion, once you pull your phone out, your attention goes on the phone.
You kind of leave the table, don't you?
It leaves the table. It leaves your companion. And frankly, it's just rude. You know, my mother didn't raise me that way in the Midwest.
This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business. Always thinking of ways to help your business be ready for anything. More at bestbuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.